Located in Virginia, Minnesota's legendary Olcott Park is the Virginia Area Historical Society Complex. It is a multi-building experience. There is the main building, which houses the museum, and also a couple other outbuildings. Inside of the museum, you can, of course, check out all kinds of Virginia history, logging history, mining history, local lore of all kinds. And in addition to the permanent collection, the museum has a couple temporary exhibits, one of them featuring an ice capade dancer who is from Virginia, Barry Lalonde. And he, in addition to being an ice capade dancer, he's sort of well known for being able to jump 18 feet in length on his ice skates over barrels, which seems kind of dangerous. But Barry could do it. And you can find out more about him by visiting the Historical Society in Virginia. And also on display is an exhibit featuring 1960s downtown Virginia, which gives a wide array of artifacts from the 1960s in downtown Virginia, things that were on sale, signs from storefronts, images from those days. Really fun walk down memory lane. And in addition to all of the memorabilia inside the main museum building, also on the property is a Finnish cabin built in 1913 that is complete with household items and farming equipment and artifacts from that time, back in the early 1900s. And back in the 1930s, tourism became a big deal on the range, and in Virginia, the city built several tourist cabins to support this new industry, and one of the tourist cabins is on the property along with the museum and the Finnish cabin, and you can walk around the tourist cabin. Inside, you will find quite a variety of things. You can see mining equipment from back in the old days, including a hard hat that has a spot where you can stick a candle. So that's how they would see under the ground in the dark. They would light their candle on their hat. So that's in there along with some other mining equipment. There is also equipment from an old barber shop and a setup from an old dentist office that I think may have created some of the deep-seated fear people have in going to the dentist. So check it out and be thankful that dental offices have become more modern and enjoyable to be in. So I caught up with Tucker Nelson. He is currently in charge of the Virginia Area Historical Society while the regular executive director is off hiking the Appalachian Trail. And he connected some dots for me as far as Virginia history. And he told me about a couple people who grew up in Virginia who have made quite an impact on the world as we know it. Virginia burned down twice?
Yes. So it didn't completely burn down twice, but there were two very serious fires. The first one in 1893 basically did destroy the city. And the second one was in 1900, and at that time, mostly just the business district burned down. Most of the residential areas in the outlying parts of town were saved. But then after 1900, all of the buildings downtown were made of brick or stone so that they wouldn't burn down as easily again.
Oh, my gosh. Was it a forest fire that got out of hand?
The first one was a forest fire. The second one came from one of the lumber mills in Virginia. So the 1893 fire was... It was just a very dry summer. And the fire in 1900 came from wood shavings, sawdust, basically. One of the lumber mills in Virginia would burn these shavings as fuel and to just get rid of it. And that's supposedly how the second fire started.
Oh, my gosh. It's a miracle that the town came back after two major fires within a decade.
Right, and in fact, by 1910, and I've tried to verify this, so I'm almost positive that this is correct. By 1910, the census population showed that Virginia was the fifth largest city in the state. It was Minneapolis, St. Paul, Duluth, Winona, and Virginia. The population was about 10,500 in 1910.
Okay, so when I was poking around looking for information about Virginia, I posed the question on KAXE's Facebook page asking, what should I find out about Virginia? And somebody said, connect with the Historical Society and find out about two guys, Brunetti and Moldavi. Could you tell me a little bit about those guys?
Sure.
Okay.
So Clito Brunetti was this inventor and engineer and professor who was born in Virginia in 1910. And he graduated from the University of Minnesota, and he was later the president of the Grand Central Rocket Company, which made military rockets. And the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers offers an annual Clito Brunetti Award for excellence in nanotechnology. And he made several inventions, and several of his inventions were placed in a time capsule in 1967. And some of the inventions that he made were in radios and transmitters. He made supposedly the original Dick Tracy wristwatch, printed circuit radios, electronic amplifiers. Most of these items that were in this time capsule were some kind of radio artifacts. I have another description of him. This came from a book that he co-wrote. A graduate, top man in his class of the University of Minnesota, he received the first doctorate in electronic engineering awarded by that institution. For 9 years, he was professor of engineering and graduate studies at the University of Minnesota, Lehigh University, and George Washington University. For the National Bureau of Standards, he successfully organized and headed ordnance development, production engineering, and engineering electronics. He was a member of the team that inaugurated the radio proximity fuse work for rockets, bombs, and mortars for the United States, and he worked on the radio sonde, a device for exploring the upper atmosphere. It goes on to list several of his other accomplishments and jobs. He worked for General Mills as the managing director of engineering research and development for the electronics division. He was the associate director of the Stanford Research Center. He was a lecturer at Stanford. It also mentions the Grand Central Rocket Company that I mentioned earlier.
Wow, and he was a Virginia boy.
Yes.
Okay, so that was Clito Brunetti. And the other person they mentioned was Robert
Moldavi.
Moldavi, yes.
Yes. So he was a vintner, and I have several articles here about him. And this one article from the San Francisco Chronicle says, Robert Moldavi, the charismatic Napa Valley vintner whose work helped establish California wines as among the world's best, died Friday morning. He was 94. This was 1913 to 2008 is when he lived.
Wow. And he was a Virginia boy as well. Fascinating.
Yes. And there's also, there's an article in this folder we have on him where he is pictured with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Another article from when he died said, this is a quote from Schwarzenegger, it is hard to imagine anyone having more of a lasting impact on California's $20 billion a year wine industry than Robert Moldavi, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said in a statement. Oh. Moldavi, said the governor, was a, quote, tireless entrepreneur who transformed how the world felt about California wine and an unforgettable personality to everyone who knew him.
So radio technology, rocket technology, and a booming wine industry, all born from two guys who were born and raised in Virginia, Minnesota. I'm talking with Tucker Nelson. He is currently working at the Virginia Area Historical Society, and he's been helping me get a grasp of Virginia history. So you grew up in the range, obviously,
yes.
And you're back filling in, not permanently, at your job.
Right. The Historical Society's regular museum manager, Jill Aubin, is out hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So great.
So
I'm filling in while she's out east.
So what do you think about life in Virginia?
I would say it's a city with a fascinating history. I think it's proud of its recreation opportunities. It's Alcott Park is definitely one of the highlights of the city that's been around for over 100 years. There's a committee that's working on restoring the fountain in Alcott Park that was built by the WPA. The fountain is going to be turned back on officially in June, and it was a very popular place for people to go, and the fountain would light up, and there were different colors. I'm 22. I haven't lived in this area nearly as long as other people, of course, but it seems odd to me that a city the size of Virginia has as much as it does. We have a Target, a mall that isn't what it used to be, but a still vibrant downtown, and I think a lot of that is due to its location. It's centrally located on the range. People come down from lots of retail, and I think geographically we're right in the middle of everything, so lots of people come to Virginia to shop and do their business, go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Iron Range in general, and especially Virginia, because of its size and where it's located, I think has been doing a good job at trying to reinvent itself and revitalize itself and make it a place where young people want to stay. It's not an overnight change, but there have been some new businesses and other redevelopment that is trying to revitalize some former industrial areas by Silver Lake. The mall area has had some new businesses come in. We have an Aldi now and other new businesses that are a little more trendy, but that still appeal to a wide variety of ages. And one big project that could become a reality in a few years is a new high school that's a cooperation with the Evelyn Gilbert School District that will be an academy-style high school. And the whole point is to help people receive real-world skills and training that can help them figure out what they want to do after high school and possibly even stay on the range, whereas currently maybe young people feel like they don't have a lot of opportunities here. And so the high school will also be a partnership with local businesses. And it's not a certainty yet. There's a referendum next month. And if that passes, this new high school would be built. So there are people who are trying to make Virginia and the surrounding area an even more attractive place for people to live and work and raise families.
I love that. Finding out new ways to make it vibrant, just great.
Right.
Are you a history major?
I am, yes.
Okay. Well, good luck with all your endeavors in the future.
Thank you.
That was Tucker Nelson. He is currently working at the Virginia Area Historical Society in Virginia, Minnesota, and gave us a little history lesson and a refreshing take, a perspective from a 20-something on Virginia and the range. You're listening to Let's Visit on Northern Community Radio. We are visiting Virginia, Minnesota today. Thanks for coming along with us. I'm Katie Carter. Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.